Radio. The headlines. Luena MP calls on lawmakers to engage with proposed state-owned enterprise, BIOM. Youth for Transparency and Integrity urges young people to position themselves ahead of the 2026 general election. One person dead and 300 buildings destroyed in Australia bushfires.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mugima Timothy Jilalam. Luena Member of Parliament Mobita Nakoka has urged parliamentarians and other stakeholders to take interest in the recommendations contained in the proposed state-owned enterprise bill. Government is expected in the next session of Parliament to table the state-owned bill. The bill is aimed at enhancing the operations and performance of parastatal companies. Mr. Nakoka says it is important for the lawmakers and stakeholders to thoroughly scrutinize the proposed legislation so that they can provide meaningful input. He notes that it is important that the country has a comprehensive document effectively that addresses the challenges facing parastatal companies. Mr. Nakoka has further stated that there is also need for the document to stand the test of time.
Enacting or bringing to Parliament for enactment a new act of Parliament known as the State Owned Entities Act, which is a bill at the moment. And the focus of that bill is to completely change the governance structure of state-owned entities. So it is an encouraging sign because it shows that the government is willing to take action in order to make sure that the public investments that are done through parastatals begin to yield the positive results that are expected by the public. Otherwise, if nothing is done, these entities will become a bottomless pit.
Emirates Production Watch President Musa Kafimba has observed that despite government efforts to support the small-scale miners, many continue to struggle due to lack of effective monitoring mechanisms to sustain the support provided. Mr. Kafimba says the government support ends at the provision of equipment with no access to monitor how miners are managing or utilizing their support to improve productivity. He has since urged the government to ensure that monitoring mechanisms are put in place with its intention to enhance support to the small-scale miners. He says doing so will enhance the small-scale miners, will make sure that small-scale miners are supported in the long run.
We saw several cooperatives opened in Ndola Rural. If you go there today, all those miners are vanished. They are sold out. Why? Government do not take full participation to see how the baby is growing. The moment we give them a license, it ends there. Government needs to walk side by side with Zambian people who need equipment, who need a little bit of funding and stuff. At the end of the day, we'll have a story of licenses being given to Zambians later on transferred to non-Zambians. So a principal context here is how do Zambians sustain themselves in mining? The answer there is when government tries to siphon investors from outside into them, government trying to, support them by venture of trying to be the mediators.
The Youth for Transparency and Integrity has urged young people to begin positioning themselves ahead of the 2026 general election. YTI Executive Director Ndembela Daka says there is need for youths to take charge of their political future by preparing early and actively participating in the democratic process. Mr. Daka explains that early preparations will help young people gain the trust and the confidence of the electorate. He adds that voters are looking for leaders who are focused on delivering meaningful development and positive change in their communities.
Like we have always mentioned, it's always a challenge for young people in position to actually inspire in various positions during elections. Looking at this year, it's an election year due to, of course, finance support. Due to lack of finance, let me put it that way. But then we are We are really appealing to the government and of course those who wish us that they can all come in board and of course help the young people to inspire in various positions. But again, we expect that the Electoral Commission of Zambia that should adjust on the fees to allow the young people to participate.
The Tobacco Free Association of Zambia TOFAZA has expressed concern over marketing tactics by tobacco companies meant to lure school children. TOFAZA youth advocate Kumbuso Piri says the marketing tactics were designed to hook children at an early stage and secure future consumers for the tobacco industry. Mr. Piri adds that tobacco advertising is commonly found on shop counters, posters, umbrellas and windows with cigarettes displayed alongside sweets and biscuits, a practice he says misleads children into perceiving tobacco as a harmless product. He adds that tobacco companies indirectly encourages youth smoking by allowing branded material and product display near schools. He has since called on the government to strengthen tobacco control laws and enforcement, noting that Zambia has ratified the World Health Organization Framework Convention on Tobacco Control, which obliges member states to protect children from tobacco exposure.
Taking advantage of Zambia's weak tobacco control environment and using clever marketing tricks such as smaller packs, single cigarettes and flavored cigarettes to lure young children to smoke. Most of tobacco products advertising takes place near school surrounding in convenience stores and through pushcarts, making cigarettes and other tobacco products easily accessible and affordable to young children. The aim of tobacco manufacturers is to create a new generation of smokers to maintain and expand the lucrative business of tobacco sales. Increased smoking trends among children and adolescents have become a national concern. Most research shows that about 60% of smokers started the habit at the age of 13 and were 90% hooked by the time they hit 20.
And now, business news. Business news.
The Economic Association of Zambia says the government and other stakeholders should exercise caution when making economic projections, noting that the economic outlook remains uncertain with 2026 being an election year. EAZ National Secretary Nicholas Mainza says the country is likely to experience economic turbulence as political activities intensify ahead of the polls. Mr. Mainza explains that investor confidence could be affected as many investors tend to adopt a wait-and-see approach during election periods. He says this often leads to reduced investment across key sectors of the economy, ultimately constraining economic growth.
We shouldn't forget in all these projections that we are trying to make, we need to be very, very critical and very analytical as the economist or whoever is trying to make a projection. This is a year which is expected to have a lot of turbulence. Okay, remember, it's a year we are preparing to go to the polls, and these are not just by elections, but general elections. So, meaning the general elections have a magnitude and potential to shape how our economy is going to perform. Okay, yeah. So we must prepare. These are risks. These are some of the risks that are likely to affect the economic growth positively or negatively, depending on how we are going to conduct ourselves as a nation.
Okay.
Then besides that, I think so far so good.
We take a break.
When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you take a leap of confidence because you have an active audience of over 6 million people waiting to buy your products and services. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, your success is assured because our professional team works with you to ensure you hit your target. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you join the winning brands, you join the league of certified customers. Call us now on 071-595-606 or 0765-194796. It's Millennium Radio again and again. Millennium Radio, the voice of development.
And now, international news.
One person has died and 300 homes and buildings have been destroyed in bushfires that have torn across southeast Australia. The fires have raged in dozens of locations across the country for several days, mostly in the state of Victoria, but also in New South Wales, burning through land across twice the size of Greater London. A state of emergency has been declared in Victoria as thousands of firefighters and more than 70 aircraft battled the blaze. Residents in more than a dozen communities have been advised to leave.